Some hearings were set for the next city council meeting regarding rezoning of properties along the south side of Pleasant Street and also at the VA. And those are two separate processes, but they're moving ahead, and it looks like it's one of the bigger steps in the VA project. And also, the Pleasant Street did have some controversy in the planning and zoning board. It was, I believe, a split vote 4-2 or something of that nature. So can you explain a little bit about what's going on with both of those?
Yeah, we'll talk about the VA one first. Things continue to move forward very positively with the signing of the lease for the VA. We anticipate in the next 2 to 3 months that will be done. We do have some tenants out there that are interested in properties on the VA, and so we want to make sure that things are moving as quickly as possible so they can be in there and open for business and creating jobs and working as soon as possible. So we have a request from the Knoxville Veterans Alliance to rezone some of those properties. One is the property south of Pleasant Street, the old condos and homes there, and the building that the daycare center used to be in. The development plan calls for that to be redeveloped into temporary shelter for homeless veterans, both families and single individuals. Given that's part of the development process, the VA itself is actually requesting that that zoning be done so they know that that process is ready to go, because that's a major component for the VA in their agreement of giving the lease over to the Knoxville Veterans Alliance. Then on the north side, we're looking at zoning just a couple of small sections from residential zoning to manufacturing zoning, so that some of these potential clients and tenants can get in there and the zoning is appropriate to allow the use that they're going to need it for. Eventually, we're going to need to rezone the entire property. We're going to have to create a new zoning designation. We don't currently have a zoning designation that allows for residential, commercial, and industrial to all happen within the same zoning designation. So we're going to have to create a special zoning designation to do that. And so rezoning these specific properties temporarily to this manufacturing will allow those uses to get in there until we can get the full zoning for the entire property done and established. On the Pleasant Street property, and this is an issue that's been discussed since I've come on board as city manager, there's been some desire to rezone that property. Obviously, there's been some frustration with some of the residential property owners in the area. You know, they can't get letters of rebuild, which affects some of the financing options for potential buyers of properties, et cetera. And so we've been looking for a solution to that. One of the possible ways of doing that is to change the zoning from a C2 designation, which does not allow for single or duplex homes, to a C1, which would allow for single and two-family homes, but it also limits the commercial usage. So obviously the planning and zoning, they had some significant discussion. They've been talking about this for several months on what's appropriate, and they have forwarded a recommendation to the council on a 4-2 vote that it be rezoned from C2 to C1. We're talking about property on the south side of Pleasant Street, and it goes from approximately where the event center is west to, I think it ends right about Hardee's, are the properties that we're looking at rezoning, and it's just on the south side of Pleasant Street. So last night, the council did set the public hearing for June 4th, so the public will have an opportunity to come talk about that. Staff will send out notices to the property owners and everyone within 200 feet of the property owners that are being proposed to be rezoned, so they have an opportunity to come and voice their opinion for or against to the council before they take final action. I think the reason that the planning and zoning was a bit divided on the vote was there was a deliberation between what will Pleasant Street look like and what do we want to encourage it to look like. Right now, our comprehensive plan calls for it to be a commercial corridor, and whether or not we're going to transition that into commercial properties all the way through, which is why it was zone C2. There's some on the board that feel that that's been on the plans and on the books for a long time, and it doesn't seem to be coming to fruition. And so they think that we need to start backing away from that concept. And then there was two on the board that thought that the city needed to continue forward with that concept and leave it zoned as it is so that that transition could take place. And ultimately, that's going to be the discussion the council is going to have too, is what is our vision for that? And then we need to decide. Because it's either going to go one way or the other. It's either going to transition to all residential or it's going to transition to all commercial. There's the possibility for the mixed use in the middle, but eventually it's going to go one way or the other.
Okay, on a final note, the fire chief's finals interviews will be on the 30th of May. That's a Wednesday.
It'll be an all-day process. We extended an invitation to four candidates to come in and participate in our final interview process. One of those was not able to attend, so we're down to three. We have one external candidate from Woodstock, Illinois, which is, I believe, a suburb of Chicago. And then we have two internal candidates. So in the morning, they'll take a comprehensive exam to kind of demonstrate their knowledge level of fire and EMS, et cetera. And then we have the community panel that I've put together that I've helped all the way through this process. They're the ones that reviewed all the resumes. They conducted some initial phone interviews with several candidates and then determined who they felt were the appropriate finalists to bring in. And so they will have an opportunity during the day to actually have a face-to-face interview with the entire panel with each of these candidates. And then each of the candidates will also have an individual interview with myself. And then at 4 o'clock on the 30th, there will be a public open house at the fire hall where any of the public can come and meet the candidates. They'll be there for an hour. Anyone can come and meet with them and ask them questions, etc. And then at the end of the day, I will take the input from the test scores, the recommendations of the panel, and any feedback I get from the public on their impressions of the candidates, along with my own individual interview. And then from that, I'll make a decision of who should be the next fire chief for the city of Knoxville.